And yes, here we are, right on the hour, 6 o'clock. Thank you, BBS, for having us on board. This is the Monday evening open talk topic conference call slash radio show. Winfrey is the host. He will be here shortly. And tonight we will be talking about graduation. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Fisher's Heights.
I did pick up Jeannie. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And I heard a gentleman, I believe, from New Mexico.
Yes, sir. It's Raiden. Good evening.
Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Doing well. And you, sir?
Just fantastic.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, this is Cleo in Connecticut.
Cleo, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, thank you.
All right.
Getting snow there in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, snow and ice, and we're going to get more of it on Thursday, and just keep going on.
I've been watching a little bit of coverage on Boston, especially.
Oh, my God, yeah. There. My son's up there. They got 3 feet of snow.
And we're here in Saskatchewan where the snow's supposed to be, and we don't have hardly any.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've got hardly any snow all winter.
Wow.
Is it cold? The temperature.
Well, it was above 0 degrees the other day, and then it went back down to minus 13 again.
So, I guess.
We had somebody else join in. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve, West Palm Beach. How are you today?
Good, Steve. How are you doing, man?
Real good.
All right.
70 degrees here in West
Palm. Yeah. I can't complain either. We had somebody else join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Hi, it's Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
You're welcome. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Carla in Medicine Hat.
Hi, Carla. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
You're
hello,
welcome.
Hello.
All right. I picked up one more ding. You have a chance to announce yourself by saying your name and location. But only if you want to. It is 6:03. We are live on BBS Radio. I welcome all those people that are joining in through BBS. Winfrey is with us here tonight, and Win, as he promised in his email, will be talking about graduation tonight.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 9th, 2016, and Win and Terry in Mesa, Arizona. Terry has another trip to the dentist today. And let me see. I'm leaving the mute off. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. I can.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is, I put it up as a discussion because I know some of you listened to the audio we did, and usually I like to avoid talking about that topic as a central focus, although I know that it is a central focus. And I internalized it when I was just beginning year with starting off with the sessions, the David Wilcox sessions, and then moving on to the Daphne sessions and the Carla sessions and the Terry sessions. Every one of those sessions, one of the key elements was graduation. And it started back in the early 80s with the Ra sessions from Carla. And I don't know if anyone had discussed it since then. And on one hand, the reason it's such a difficult subject to talk about, particularly if somebody is first getting to know my work, up till now, is that when you say it, when you talk about it, it can provoke fear. Obviously, people think they want to graduate. They may not really want to, but they think that. And now you are, they don't even know there is such a thing. Let me mute everybody here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And of course, it's a new concept. No, you know, I guess one of the prevailing concepts has been, are you going to go to heaven? Or are you going to go to hell? I guess that provokes fear, right? I don't want to go to hell. And are you going to reincarnate? And how does that work? And now there's this idea of graduation. And, you know, to start dealing with it, then you have to think, well, am I good enough? Am I doing a good job? And then, so in any case, I hit the issue square on when I did that audio tape. And I wasn't sure I was going to release it, but I thought when it was finished, it was important enough to put out, and it was in a loving enough way not to scare people. And another thing is, one of the reasons we can talk about it is, and this is a very important point, for me, realization. If you recall, I've said this before and I'll say it again, the Elohim said that they couldn't have healed my sister of her lupus if I didn't do the cheer-up committee, if I didn't call her and tell her jokes for 3 weeks and got her in a really good frame of mind. So internalizing this idea, I said, it's not so important to focus on whether you're going to graduate or not. What's important is to create a loving environment so the people that participate in that environment pick up the energy and start to feel a sense of self-love and self-acceptance. And really, many, many of our calls, we are talking about graduation without hitting it head on. And believe it or not, I believe it, we've succeeded in creating a loving environment. We've succeeded in having people who are feeling alienated, out of it, lonely, feeling connected. We're succeeding in being a focal point for people to meet each other and connect and have new relationships that are at a higher octave of connection than their other relationships. And that can go a lot further. It's one of the reasons we're doing the reading club. And one of the reasons we do team shift. And ultimately, it would be great to have small groups in different cities meeting. And because group energy, as we are all learning, I've learned it, and many of you have observed how it works, there's an incredible power in group energy, a power of upliftment, and a power of DNA activation. And what I do on these calls, particularly a Sunday call, I have never done in my life. I didn't know I could do it. I was telling Terry, the first time I called in the light ever, and I used those words, I don't even know where they came from. And I said, how can I say that? I remember thinking that. What are people going to think of me? Who am I to say that? But I kept saying it. And I said it enough. So it started to happen. I'm just curious. Terry, are you here?
Yeah.
Why don't I hear you? You're muted.
Yeah.
Some things never change.
Hi.
Yeah, talk a second.
It's very hard for me to talk because I just got surgery on the tooth and I still have gauze in my mouth.
Yeah, okay, she went to the dentist, so that was it. You can mute yourself again, all right? So I thought that tonight I would, let's try opening the mics and see how much noise there is. Have some comments or questions from all of you about this idea of graduation, particularly those of you who listened to the audio we just put out. So hang on, let's see.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, can you hear me? Yeah. I can hear you, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What audio, Wynn?
What audio?
Yeah.
How many of you knew there was an audio?
I did.
Yes, I did.
I did.
How many of you listened to the audio?
I did.
I haven't got to yet.
I just got the link. It took a few minutes before the show.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'll convert this to an infomercial. Okay. Terry and I did a lot of people got them, okay? Terry and I...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Did a channeling session 3 days ago. And it was on graduation. And there's this idea that has come through Carla, Terry, Daphne, and David Wilcock. David Wilcock very rarely talks about this now. Talks about, as far as I know, and it talks about government and UFOs. But the real important, the most important aspect for every evolving soul in this period of time has to do with this dimensional shift. And that there is supposed to be a division of souls. Those that graduate this realm and those that are cycle repeaters that continue in this realm, meaning they still have lessons to learn. And in the very beginning, it sounded as if the graduation might be some kind of rapture event, ascension event, and over time, that's shifted. And the requirements for graduation, graduating this realm, have always been the same, no matter who they came from. And it had to do, well, actually, slightly different through Carla, through the Raw channelings. They talked about 51% service to others. And through the Wilcock, I believe the same thing. And then when we started talking to the Elohim, they said 51% open heart. Now, probably they might be the same thing, in just different ways of looking at it. And that, how does this new, where do you go when you graduate? What are your options? Do you want to graduate? And in truth, there's no penalty for not graduating, because all that's going to happen is you will continue, as you've been continuing for many, many lifetimes, dying, leaving this realm, going to some point on the other side, whether it's a heaven realm or an astral realm, and then coming back again and getting more experience. And what causes a person to come back? Do they have the free will to not come back? The reason people come back is because, and let's try to imagine this. When we think of these things, you know, we talk about them. I mean, I know, I studied this for a long time. It just seems so woo-woo. And so, how does this work? And somebody is controlling it all. And I've come to see that's not really the way it works, that there is not a control mechanism. It is it's a set-up path of evolution, and we are essentially the control mechanism, and I am part of a control mechanism. I hate to call it a control mechanism, but an education mechanism to bring in the information and understanding of how the game is played. In other words, we are in the game of life, and there's a lot of rules, or I don't even know if I should say rules, but okay, you know what I mean. There's ways that it's set up to work, and we don't know the rules. So we are here floundering around in our human bodies, having forgotten, having having amnesia of being in this realm that's operating with certain rules, and we don't know the rules. It would be like driving through a city and speeding, but you didn't know what the speed limit was. And when you get busted, you say, oh my God, I didn't know I couldn't drive 80 miles an hour around the school. But you got busted, and next time you learn, okay? And that's exactly, to some extent, how it works here. That there are rules, but we don't know what the rules are. And we keep coming back and having lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And we don't even know we're having lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, right? We don't even know that, because every time you come in, you forget everything. And so, you know, you may go through a lifetime of suffering, and then you leave this realm, and you come back and you go through a lifetime that's not suffering, that's happy, and then you leave this realm, and then you come back. Why do we have this process? Why was it set up this way? Was it set up this way? Or did it just evolve into this way? I'm not going to go into all those questions on this call, but those are interesting questions. And I did this audio because I don't like to do, there's certain subjects and topics that I prefer not to do publicly because I prefer, number one, to hear the answer. And maybe I need to edit. Maybe I don't feel comfortable with a certain answer to a question. And maybe it's an area that it's too controversial an area, and it brings up too much energies on the call. So I rather not feel those energies, or Terry feel those energies, when we're asking the questions. And then I have room to decide if I want to put it out or not put it out. So the idea was to find the rules of engagement for graduation, and that if we wanted to graduate this realm, then what are the things that we should know to give us the greatest chance at that? And just keeping in mind, if we didn't graduate, it's just not different than what we've already been doing, because we're not graduated now. We're in the realm. We are incarnated again. And still with this blank understanding of how it all works, except for those of you that are listening to these calls regularly, because we are expressing probably more accurately than perhaps anyone on the planet the rules of engagement of this realm. And it's not because we're great, it's because I fell into this circumstance where I'm having these ongoing conversations with the Elohim, and they're answering every and all questions, and I had to validate them. I had to say, do I trust these answers? Do I trust putting them out in front of people? And it took quite a while to even come to that, because it's somewhat, I feel, a great sense of responsibility in doing it. And I know Terry feels a great sense of responsibility. So to the best of our ability, we want to get it right. And then, even though this is an important audio, it has to be important to you. I mean, maybe it's not important to anybody to know the rules of engagement of graduation. And if it isn't, well, why bother? And that's, I'm at the place now where when we do something outside of the free calls and all the postings we do and everything else, and then I have to create a product that I have to take the time to record, to edit, to program, to put it up, we charge a nominal donation for it. And it's like, if it's valuable, if this is valuable, then we'll do it again, because at least I'm getting paid for the time it takes to do this, because we spent obviously loads of time and energy keeping this going, as well as quite a bit of money. We pay for our calls on BBS, we pay for our web a service. We pay for all that. And so my subconscious is on resistance to say, I don't have it in me. Ultimately, I can have six of me working full time, doing all the things I'd like to do. But until we get some backing, then it's like it encourages me to put things out of value when I can charge a little bit for it. And you really don't need this because there's enough stuff on the Spirit Channel and all the calls we're doing. And the only reason those things are happening is because of Robin volunteering and Bogdan volunteering and people who have sounded important enough just to help get it out there. Because there's a lot of work in keeping it all up. And then you folks are the benefactors of this. The benefactors because there's a lot of keys inherent that are helping people change their life, change their patterns, change their future trajectories. And I'm sure of this. I get the emails from people who it's worked for. And it doesn't come out like somebody wakes up one morning and say, geez, I'm going to graduate this realm. No, that's not something that comes out. You know, I can't even say, geez, I'm going to graduate this realm. I can't say that. I think I will from all that I know. But the emails that come in are, my voice changed. People tell me I'm more loving. The patterns I was going through a year ago, I'm not going through now. And why is that happening for people? That's happening because we are setting a benchmark of energy on these calls. And that as you keep coming in, your bottom line energy, your support energy, is changing. It's going higher. And without understanding or without effort, your patterns are changing or dropping off. And it's really amazing. When I say without effort, it makes me think that it has to do with grace. And grace, you know, normally when we want to change something in our lives, we do have to apply a lot of effort, of work. We go to psychiatrists, we go to weekend seminars, we go to psychics, we go to shamans, we go to church, we go to coaches. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with all that. In fact, anything that you can make work for you, anything is right. And I suppose even coming to these calls is going somewhere, okay? You're coming somewhere and being exposed to whatever we do on the call. But unlike a lot of other things, there's no charge for the calls. And here you are being exposed to an energy that has the potential to shift your future trajectory. And it's free. And sometimes that's not good because sometimes people don't value it, okay? Some people value things more when they pay for them. And so, but from my perspective, I wouldn't know how to charge for this even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know how to tell people, why should they come to the call? It's like, you can't sell these calls. You have to discover it. Every one of you had found something somewhere that made you curious, and you checked it out, and you heard about it and said, man, is this true? This guy legitimate, but you hung in, you were curious, and then suddenly you got involved in something that was shifting you in a positive way. And so all these calls are particularly designed. In fact, they're not designed. It's really hard to find the vocabulary. It's not about the calls are designed, because I don't have an agenda. I just show up. But I can look at things in hindsight. I can look at what's happening. I can look at the way I see people changing and becoming more of, I won't even say who they want to be. They are becoming more of who they are, and more authentic, and more loving, and more open, and more caring, and less fearful. And I know that's happening. I don't have to hypothesize it. Although 4 years ago, I didn't know it was happening. I didn't know what was happening. But the results of so many of you and your emails have convinced me that it's happening. And I start to get the intuition of how it works. And so doing a question and answer series with our sources on graduation is probably, I think it should be a really helpful thing. Okay? It's not a required thing. It's not a required thing, because I think you can graduate without even, you don't have to understand that that process is going on. And, but there are certain things you can do to motivate yourself, and maybe to pay closer attention to certain aspects of yourself that can speed up your process, or even just make the process work. Now, I remember that I asked a question a long time ago about this. And the question was something like this. Was talking about graduation necessarily going to be something that assists someone to graduate? In other words, do you have to know this process is going on to graduate this realm? And the answer was, you don't. You don't have to understand it. And I think it was also added, understanding this process doesn't necessarily mean you're going to graduate, okay? So, but having a good time and enjoying each other does probably make a huge difference. Not feeling alienated, not feeling cut off, connecting with something. You know, in another session, a question I asked was that people move into the future according to what they're connected to in the present. So if you're connecting with the energies of a group that is on an upward path, then you're going to energies of that group. If you're connecting with people on a downward path, you're going to move with the energies of that group. And so what you're connected to is really important. And I believe I asked the question. I said, what if a person is really disconnected, really alienated, really separated? Because there was one idea that had come up in some of my studies, not of our material, but other people's material, and that it was possible for a person to separate from their soul matrix, and that ending up having a body in this realm that was not connected to their soul matrix, and they would become kind of an automaton, a robot slave. And some of the negatives wants that to occur for people. And the answer to that question was that is a possibility, but it's not going to happen for very many beings. And they said, for it to happen, a person has to be totally disconnected from everything. And if they're disconnected from everything, then they may not continue on an evolutionary path. And they will stop, and their energy will go back to the light. And that's not going to happen for anybody that's listening to these calls, because we are connecting. And I would guess, I haven't asked this question, so I don't know, but I would theorize that those people that are connecting to these calls have a pretty good chance of graduating to this realm because of the loving energy we create and the wisdom and the guidance. Now, I never knew that when we started. I hoped it, but I didn't know it. We had to keep doing this. And, you know, one of the things Jesus said, and this isn't true because Jesus said it, but Jesus said it, and I validate the truth of it in my own experience. And said, by your fruits you shall be known. And I think that's one of the best ways of doing a kind of test on something that you're participating in, or someone you're watching, or someone that's doing a teaching of some sort, and that is, what are the fruits? What are the fruits of this? You know, it's tricky even to figure out the fruits sometimes, but when I keep hearing about people who are listening to our calls that I don't even know, that have never said hello, they're not on the live calls, like some of you out there that are listening right now, and I get an email suddenly that says, I've been listening for a year, I've been listening for 2 years, you know, you don't know who I am, this is the first time I've ever communicated, but your work has done less and less and less and less, saved my marriage. It did this and the other thing. And so if that's one way of gauging fruits, then we're doing good work. And let me see. I'm turning on my computer again here. Just a moment. Here we are in Mesa, Arizona, in a motel. Terry, are you sleeping? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Terry's listening. And I want to open up the lines and have some of you give your input if you want to. You know, one of the questions that has come up in the past, and I thought I'd give the answer to it, because somebody's probably thinking it right now. That is, do I really want to graduate this realm? How about my children? I'm going to leave them here. Are they going to graduate without me? And are people you care about? And the answer has been, in the past, it's better to graduate and heal yourself from the traumas of this realm, because you can always come back. People that you're connected to, you're always connected to, and you can tune into their soul frequencies and come back and assist them even 50,000 years from now. You see, the hardest thing to integrate is there is no such thing as time. And that when you're in higher realms, time moves in different ways. And, of course, we talk to the Elohim, and to them, maybe 100,000 years or 1,000,000 years goes by in a day. Okay? So, in our levels, we can talk about a long time, but as you change dimensions, you change densities, time changes its way of being, and you don't have to look at 50,000 years like being such a long time. And let me unmute here and see if I've stimulated anyone who wants to share anything. Hang on. Let's see. Okay, can people hear? Oh, no, we're still muted. Where is... Oh, wait. Hi, is you in the council? Council, any chance?
Yes, hold on one sec.
Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay. We are unmuted now. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes. So, anyone have any comments about what we're talking about?
I have sort of a question. You know, you're talking about people not knowing that we've been reincarnated and stuff, so it maybe slows down our growth or something. What about like Hindus or Buddhists who do believe in reincarnation? What do you think effect that has? Because they still seem to be coming back.
Well, I think anyone can do enough study and prove to themselves that reincarnation is real. I mean, who is that? Let me just... let me get through this noisemaker here. Excuse me.
But in Buddhism, the goal is enlightenment, which is to not come back.
You can prove that reincarnation is real. I mean, there is so much evidence. But just because you know that it's real doesn't mean you remember your lifetimes, okay? You still come back with a veil. And even I, I had a huge veil. I don't remember anything. You know, the only person I know personally that can sit here and remember some of her lives is Terry, okay? And other than that, I think even if you're a Hindu or somebody that believes in reincarnation, that does not mean you can remember your past lives. And,
I have
go ahead.
This is Wolf.
ask a question when you're done with this one.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, Marilyn asked a question, and she said, Marilyn, what did you say? Would you repeat it?
Well, I said that the Buddhist, the goal of Buddhism, yes, they know about reincarnation, but the goal is to become enlightened and again free yourself from this, from this world.
So apparently just knowing there is reincarnation doesn't necessarily help you.
Well, yeah, the teaching is to teach you to get rid of your attachments, become detached from the sensations of this world and become enlightened like the Buddha did, which you go home to your source and have Christ or God consciousness or whatever consciousness you want to call it.
I know a way that everybody could remember their past lives. It worked for me. I tried it out.
Okay.
What you do... Before you go to sleep at night, try this, and just discipline yourself, because it's like riding a bicycle with these psychic learnings. The more you practice it, the better you get. So what you do before you go to sleep, you put a little notebook and a pad of paper there and a pen. You tell yourself that you're going to go to sleep. You're going to dream about your past life or a past life, and you'll remember it when you wake up and write it down. Then when you wake up in the morning, just try to write down anything that you remember. And believe me, within about 3 weeks of trying this, I started remembering my lifetimes. And that was like years ago. Anybody can do it. You guys can do it. You practice. We have so much power ourselves that we haven't been made aware of. We've been told, oh, no, that's silly, but it isn't. The more you practice it, the more powerful you will get at doing it. It's easy. You just have to do it. Discipline. That's it.
I like that answer.
You know,
also, I had a death experience, and my experience anyway was that I did die, but you become pure consciousness. You don't have a body, but you have control over what happens. Your consciousness is there. And I truly believe that what you wish to happen, happens. And the biggest part of the whole thing is not having fear. I think fear holds you back from anything. But if you don't have fear, just surrender and go with it. You have control over. So you can graduate, because if that's what your intent is and that's what you want to do, you just have the consciousness to do it. I mean, you're not... I can't, it's really hard to describe, but I know that anyone who, depending on your karma, if you want to graduate and you have the desire to graduate, you can do that as long as if you want to.
Now, I may not agree with that, okay? I may not agree with that because it was actually in some of the questions I asked. It was not exactly what they said, and it's not exactly my intuitions.
Okay.
I wanted to say that I happen to be very scrutinizing about everything that I would take for granted. And, you know, there are so many things that we take for granted and assume are true. And assume some understanding for them when, in fact, we don't have any. Like, for example, as soon as you say, well, the Buddha did this, and we have to be like the Buddha. Well, what did the Buddha do? How do you know he did it? And because if he's a million people that are Buddhists, does that make it true? Okay? It might. I'm not taking it saying it's not true. I'm saying that you have to go to all of these things and actually study them.
Maybe.
And you have to make it true from your own understanding, not because it's become part of a consensus where 1 million people think it's true. And that goes for Jesus or Buddha or the word enlightenment. And you can have an experience. And it sounds like you had an experience of some sort, Marilyn. And your experience was probably really valid, except in some of the stuff I've read, you know, that there are negative forces out there that can actually project holograms into a human consciousness where someone thinks they're having experience, but they're not having it. Or suppose somebody takes LSD and they have an experience and say, hey man, I was enlightened. So this is a really big stirring pot to figure it out. Like, there's an article that I wanted to send out by John Rappaport. He's talking about the secret. You see, something that happens in the collective is when there's something that lots and lots of people are acknowledging and applauding for, we tend to believe it, okay? And it may not be the highest truth. In fact, it may be disinformation. It might even be negative programming, but we tend to believe it. How did Hitler get so many Germans, you know, looking up to him? And, you know, it's like in retrospect, we can go back and say they were mass hypnotized, they were this, they were that, the other thing. And that may all be true, but when we take something for granted and just tend to believe it, we have to apply that possibility to ourselves that maybe we're mass hypnotized. I mean, I know that when everyone assumes something is true, then it becomes part of the collective. And I studied this. You know, I'll give you an example in modern times. You know, there's a book, and I hope this doesn't offend anybody. You go look it up and make your own decision. But I have developed the ability to read things, and I can feel energy when I'm reading something. I can feel the energy behind what's written. And oftentimes, there's something I will pick up that everyone is raving about, and I'll read it, and I'll say, this is flat. And I believe on our calls, we are generating an energy here that many people can feel. I believe we're doing that, and that I can feel it. I don't have to say what we need to do is have love, because we're having love. We've already done that just by being here and feeling the energy with each other. And but there are many people that write the right words, like we have to forgive, we need to have love. Yes, of course we have to forgive, but we forgive on these calls because we go to a higher place beyond our forgiveness, and it's easy to forgive. If you don't go to that place, forgiving becomes a platitude, but you're not actually necessarily doing it. We're doing it on this call. And there are things... Who's making all that noise? We're going to have to leave in just a moment.
Can we hear Wolf's question or comment before we get off?
I successfully muted myself. Let me just say what I was going to say, Don, and then we'll go on. If BBS traps us, we'll go on for another minute. But the thing that here's an example of something that everyone thinks is real. And I might be making a mistake here because I haven't read it from cover to cover. But I have picked it up, and I said, I don't feel any energy when I'm reading this. This was some years ago, but I could still be sensitive enough to say that. And it's something called Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, it's the words of Jesus coming through somebody, telling people the guidelines for the Christed energy. And I pick it up. I don't feel any energy. And yet, they got Course in Miracles groups everywhere. And when I researched this, I found out the woman who supposedly channeled it, her husband was an MK Ultra CIA agent in mind control. Okay, she eventually committed suicide, and yet she was responsible for this book that I didn't feel any energy from. Now, I do feel energy from Alcoholics Anonymous. Okay? I mean, even though you got a bunch of people that are struggling with some of them very low-level patterns, there's something about the way that group is set up that there is an automatic loving energy when I'm in the room. But I don't feel it in Course in Miracles, and yet they have meetings of Course in Miracles all over the country. Now, I'm not going to say those meetings are negative, because I think people are getting a lot out of them just by having a group to come to and collaborate with. But, you know, look up Course in Miracles CIA, and people are saying that it was a CIA program to take away the power of Jesus and put it in a lower octave. Okay, Don, ask your question.
All right. I was wondering if Wolf could ask his question or make his comment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Wolf? George, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, that's the wrong George.
Yeah, lone wolf.
We're looking for the wolf George. Wolf Dan George.
Not on anymore.
Oh, no, that's not me.
Okay, he's not there. That's all. I'll let things run. We can be off BBS. Let things run just to close out. Anybody have any questions?
So it sounds like we should just try to keep our hearts open. Would be like if you could just have one thing as like a fallback.
Did you get the audio?
And I didn't get it until the next day, so I'll try to listen to it eventually. But
I'd rather have a discussion about it because these are all the things I went into with the Elohim and more, and I hope it helps people. I try to ask questions